from KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, it's Chatterbox, where you'll find the latest news, interviews, and updates about the gaming world. The views and opinions expressed are those of the host, the guests, and callers only, and not necessarily those of KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. And now, here's your hosts for Chatterbox.
Here we are, everybody. This is Chatterbox Video Game Radio. My name is Alon.
My name's Ara.
And my name is Rich.
The tired Ara.
No, that's not. That is not a sigh of tiredness, my friend.
Why?
That is a sigh of...
Disappointment.
Disappointment? Yes.
Frustration?
Perhaps frustration.
We've all had disappointment in our lives.
Anger, seething fury. Take your pick.
All right. Can you give me, in two sentences or fewer, what the source of this
there's a myriad
set of feelings is?
A myriad of sources of which you will discover throughout the course of the
show. Does it have anything to do with my reaction to your card games?
Didn't help.
Okay. So my source of frustration today is this. I see an ad on the Craigslist. I loves me some Craigslist. Guy's selling Killer Instinct Machine for $300. So he's got like this whole warehouse full of games. And I go check it out today while I'm slacking off from work. And it's fantastic. It brings me back to the old days. It's Mortal Kombat 2, Mortal Kombat 3, Killer Instinct, right next to Killer Instinct 2 machine. Who has Killer Instinct 2 machines? Moreover, who wants a Killer Instinct 2 machine? So it's for $300, and I think this is great. I had asked him about the email. Does it have good monitor, all the sound and all that? It's an original cabinet, not a retrofit or anything. And so I figured the sound would work because it's an original cab. For those who know what I'm talking about would understand why it might not. Midway games in traditional JAMA cabs don't work so well in terms of sound. You can rig it up separately. Anyway.
You like Killer Instinct a lot.
Love the Killer Instinct.
A lot.
Love it.
All right.
So anyway, I'm looking at it.
As much as I love racing games.
I'm not so much. I'm looking at the game. I'm playing it, and it looks fantastic. The cab looks good. By cab, I mean cabinet. And it says... Now, what was the price you saw on Craigslist? I say $300. He goes, oh, that's this Killer Instinct machine.
Yeah, which, by the way, when you go to buy something and they ask you, how much did I say it was? That's almost never a good sign. But he was actually being honest.
Yeah, I mean, it was a physically separate machine with a different value. And I went over there, and it was still good enough. Like, it worked, but, like, the monitor was a little fritzy every once in a while. So I said, how much for that other one? So I paid a little bit more for the other one. So now the proud owner... of an arcade cabinet. Now, I used to own a Killer Instinct cabinet back in the day, but it wasn't an original cab, and I had to sell it because, you know, I wasn't going to bring it with me from college. But I'm very happy to have my own again as soon as I actually get it to my house when I get a friend with a truck. But I'm excited about this. Now, he also pointed me to a multi-game cab. He said, here, look at this list of games, and he gave me a piece of paper which had like 100 games on it. And I'm looking at it, I was like, wow, it's got Puzzle Fighter, it's got all the Street Fighter 2s.
This is not a MAME thing.
Not right. A MAME. He says, this is, and I was like, this isn't MAME. This is just like one of those multi-game things like Capcom's 30-in-1. It's like, no, they're real. It's not emulation. Okay. And I look at it, and then SNK versus Capcom.
Yeah, they're real.
Marvel versus quotes. Street Fighter. And I was like, well, let's turn that on. And so he says he can get me in touch with the guy who put together that particular cabinet that he was selling and to help me get the box inside, which is just this tiny box, like the size of a VCR cassette.
It's a Chinese special.
Yes. And so I play it, and I learn, I'm pretty sure it's emulation just in a nice box. And it's not running well enough. Like, it's not original speed. It's lost frame rates, dropped frames.
Maybe it's just disguised MAME.
Yeah, and that's what it is. I mean, it is MAME, but it's built into a specialized PCB specifically for a JAMA board, which is interesting in and of itself, but who wants a game that doesn't run properly? And so I was all excited that I could take this and put it in my Killer Instinct cab. And anyway, so that's not going to happen. But I probably will retrofit it just by – not retrofit. I'll just, like, put a 23-inch LCD monitor on top of it that can be moved out of the way and then hook the controls up to an Xbox 360 for some Street Fighter 4 and stuff.
On the topic of emulation, I don't know if you guys saw this earlier this week. There's a – iPhone emulator for the
Nintendo
64 emulator on the iPhone, and I saw a video of it, and it looks pretty real, like the way he was controlling it, and it was running at a pretty good frame rate. Apparently it crashes every now and then, but the fact that it even runs at all, like Mario 64 on the iPhone, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I read it was actually scaling down the graphics, though, somehow. I don't know how you do that
in
software.
It's a lower resolution than the 64 would render to, like, a TV.
Oh,
obviously.
So just in terms of the resolution.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, fewer polygons or anything.
I don't know. I wouldn't imagine it would be making different polygons.
I can't even imagine how they
could do that. Yeah, no, that would just be unreal.
My guess would be it's just displaying at a lower resolution, similar how emulators on the PC would display at higher resolution. So.
Yeah. That's
okay, so once again... Okay.
But supposedly that emulator is built by a 14-year-old.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to get into this because I have better things to spend my energy on.
So my energy should be spent on asking our listeners. So now I would love to get one of those multi-game cabs, and I don't care about its where you get it. There's these madeinchina.coms, places you get these things. I don't care. You tell me where I can find it, one that actually runs well. It doesn't have to have 108 games on it. It doesn't have to be the 309 games on it. I want one that actually runs well. That would hopefully have like a Puzzle Fighter on it, and maybe a Street Fighter 2, one of the Street Fighter 2s, preferably a good one, and maybe some other games thrown in there for good measure. So again, it doesn't need to be 108, but maybe more than one that I could shove into a JAMA cab and actually run well. And I don't know if we have any listeners who are into that scene, into the arcade scene.
You could also just get a MAME thing.
Dude, MAME is such a giant pain in the ass.
Here's a question. The cabinet?
Not when it works.
The buttons, concave or convex?
Dude, concave, yeah. American. All American. Because that's how they were made. It was an original
cab. In America's.
They're all original buttons, dude. Like, yeah. Who knows? Maybe he replaced them with blue buttons. But, like, Killer Instinct came with all blue buttons, blue joysticks.
Yeah,
like
he even got original cigarette marks.
No, there's no cigarette marks. It's got the coin returns on them are not great, but who cares about that? The side art is great. The sound works. It's all good times, man.
Is it like a little corroded on the side where like that huge like a picture of like Maya or whatever like a 14-year-old went up to it and
Maya's on Killer Instinct 2. The skeleton guy.
Oh, it's the same thing.
No.
Your requisite hot girl in Killer Instinct. I'm sure there's
one. Killer Instinct is a skeleton on the side.
Okay. Well, I'm sure a 14-year-old was very confused at one point and rubbed it.
And I'm guessing it was a male skeleton as well.
Okay.
It's not absolutely perfect. It's not like fresh off the factory.
Sure.
It's got some little dings or whatever.
No, that's
but for the
what
most
gives
a
character.
It's very good. And I'm excited to have it. And then I've got an NBA Hangtime board at home at my parents' house, which I'll eventually acquire again. You can pop that in.
Maybe
and
I
it's
can,
also made by Midway, so the sound works right off the bat.
Maybe I can sell you some of my JAMA boards if you have a JAMA.
Do you have JAMA boards?
Hell yeah, I have a JAMA.
What
JAMA
games board. Do you have?
I have like 8 games.
Dude, it's a JAMA cab.
Street Fighter 2. I have Attacks. Which is
Street Fighter 2?
Street Fighter 2.
The original?
Yeah.
The World Warriors?
Street Fighter
Dude,
2.
Dude, who wants that? If it's not Hyper Fighting,
look,
you're better.
I didn't say that like I have the best games in the world. I said I'm telling you what games I have.
Well, bring them over. We'll pop them in. We'll have a good time.
I have Raystorm. I have
Raystorm.
Yeah, excellent game. Fantastic game.
Whoa, excellent. Are you referring to Raystorm as an excellent game?
Yes.
Okay. I thought you were saying there's a game called Excellent Game, which doesn't sound out of the realm of possibility.
Right. Right. You wouldn't be surprised by that because I could have it.
It'd probably be one of those make a girl appear as
right,
you connect
right,
the
right.
dots
yes.
game.
And there might be that too.
Excellent game, super joy,
okay.
joy.
So now I'm going to give you the list. Now this
I
is
want
what
it.
You get. All right, I got G Darius, another fantastic game. Which, mind you,
I don't have a widescreen, dude.
You don't need a widescreen.
G Darius is like a 3-screen wide game.
Wrong. Original Darius is a 3-screen wide game.
Okay.
G Darius is it runs on PlayStation hardware, and is a 1-screen game.
Okay.
And which, by the way. It's the board is basically PlayStation hardware, and the PlayStation version of the game has slowdown. This version, no slowdown. Totally
nice.
Smooth, 60 hertz, wonderful.
Sweet.
Let's see what else. I have Gondomania.
What the hell is that?
Another awesome game, uses the rotary controller.
Don't have that.
Yeah, but it's still awesome.
Dude, this guy had an original
Tempest.
That's how
awesome the game is. It's so awesome, even if you don't have the right controller, it's awesome.
Dude, this guy... I want to get him on the show to talk about it. He never even introduced it. Like, he's so horrible in terms of social interactions.
So we definitely need him on the show.
He never
then.
Told me his name. I could drag it out of him. But his warehouse was awesome. It had all this cool stuff.
Okay, so continuing. Attacks, which is actually not a JAMA board, but I have a JAMA adapter for it. This is like from 1977.
Attacks
or
is old. Attacks, I don't think it's that old.
No, it's not that old. But
I'm going to guess 82, 83.
But it feels that old, and it's still a wonderful game.
I'll go on to Clav and find out during the break.
I've got Blockseed, which is my favorite version of Tetris ever made.
I have a block game.
This is
that's 3D. You look down the tunnel.
Yeah, that's crap. This is how angry I am. I'm so angry I feel like Tetris God, okay?
I don't understand.
And this is how progressive a show we are. We're so progressive that we're making references to memes that came out 2 days ago.
Okay.
You haven't seen the Tetris God video yet?
No.
Okay, we'll bring Elon up to speed over there.
Dude, I've been at Super Bowl commercial filmings for the last 5 days. It's nothing but taking photographs of
It's a rough job.
Touche.
Yeah, things that I can't talk about. But I'm so done with taking photographs of famous or semi-famous
Kadash,
people.
Excuse me, Kadash.
I can't even remember what Kadash is.
Kadash
this guy had a Cabal cab.
No, Cabal is crap.
Cabal is awesome.
No, just because it starts with the C doesn't mean it's awesome.
C-A?
Kadash is the greatest arcade...
What the hell is Kadash?
Action RPG ever made.
What?
And you can even link machines. It can be multiplayer. It's a multiplayer action RPG side-scroller in the arcade. It's fantastic.
Did it come out for the TurboGrafx-16, and I totally played it on the TurboGrafx-16?
Yeah, arcade version, a million times better. Thank you.
Really?
Yeah, exactly a million times better.
Exactly. Not 1,000,001.
No. I probably have three more I forgot, but those are the important ones.
All right.
So.
Kadash, huh?
Yeah. It's effing amazing.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
You should.
It's really too bad that your Street Fighter cab is, or your Street Fighter board is just Street Fighter. Let's get the Hyper Fighting chips. Pop them in there. I had Hyper Fighting.
Look, original. Original. It's original.
Yeah. Whatever. But Hyper Fighting is just replacement.
It's like ROMs. It's like original recipe Kentucky Fried Chicken.
For those who don't know much about arcade games, so it's a board with a bunch of chips that are removable. And so, the original Street Fighter game, if you wanted to make it into a Champion Edition or Hyper Fighting Edition, you would literally remove chips from the board and you would replace chips that Capcom sent you, presumably Capcom.
I have more.
And then if you wanted to alter the game, you would take those chips out, you would copy the ROM, you would program your own chip with all sorts of crazy crap on it, which is how they made the Rainbow Edition and stuff.
I have the sequel to UN Squadron arcade board.
There's a sequel?
Yep.
Dude, bring that stuff over. We'll play it.
Okay.
I'll have to create some sort of, a special cabinet for all the extra boards that you hook the JAMA connector up to.
I'll have to create some kind of special container to bring all these things in because they're all every single one of my boards is a different size.
That makes sense. But so the way I had it, I had inside cabin, I would just put a different board on each wall of the cabinet and you'd just plug them in when you wanted to switch, right? Yeah. But NBA Hangtime got the most play time.
It was great.
Which, interestingly, he had 4-player games, like the original NBA Hangtime, or he had a Maximum Hangtime. I could have bought one of those, but, they wouldn't have been suitable for fighting games. Yeah.
All right. I was going to say something about Critter Crunch, because that's one of the 8 things that are pissing me off.
We got a whole show in front of us.
So maybe when we come back.
Remember, though, contact me if you know about arcade boards, especially multi-game cabs that fit in a JAMA thing, or multi-game boards that don't suck.
Contact Alon.
All right. We'll be back after the break.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
All right, we're back.
Throwing cups over here.
Yes, I'm throwing things all over the office. I don't even know if I want to dignify this place by calling it an office, but okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't
studio.
Call it an office.
Studio.
It is a studio.
Yeah. Okay. So
it's a studio.
Look, you got more? Let me just get this Critter Crunch garbage off my chest. Okay?
Can I do that after I mention that this is the studio where we advertise UAT.edu, the wonderful sponsor of this program?
It is.
University of Advancing Technology.
Very wonderful.
How you should go to their website to learn more about the things that they offer.
You sure can.
Yes.
And you
programs.
Just
the programs they offer in terms of becoming an expert in the field of video gameology.
You're right.
By the way, Attacks 1990.
Yeah, I can't believe it because the...
1990.
I thought it was 79, only because that game is so slow that you can actually watch the screen redraw.
Dude, I'm sure it's made with spare parts that they had later.
Probably. So I don't know, like, I don't know why 79 was in my head, but obviously that's a lot earlier than 90.
And Gondomania, 3 years earlier, 87, it uses the special Ikari Warriors joystick that rotates that I do not have.
Which is awesome still.
And the
look, the it just artwork, makes it harder. All you can do is shoot forward.
The artwork on the marquee, dude, I swear to you, it looks like some sort of, like, old comic book porn art. Like I should be watching penises fly across the screen.
How dare you? How dare you desecrate Gondomania in that way?
But it looks like that really cool dual joystick tank game.
But the name
of which I can't remember right now.
Which really cool joystick.
Which on Namco 2?
Take your pick. Oh, the old one.
Yeah.
Assault?
Assault, dude. Yeah. Assault was way ahead of its time.
Yeah, Assault was pretty cool.
And sucked on the Namco remakes for PlayStation because it was digital-only controls.
Yeah.
Retards.
Yeah. Okay. Look. You can't have everything, and you can't have.
Yeah, and that will never run on MAME. I've never seen Attacks run on MAME. Not Attacks. I've never seen Assault run on MAME.
Yeah. Life stuff. Okay. Let me say something about Critter Crunch.
Go crazy.
Do it.
Dude.
Okay.
Do you want to talk a little bit about Gondomania first? Then?
No. Not at all.
All right.
So, I don't know if you guys have played this. I don't know who out there's played it. I'm so torn because if you get the demo and play the game, it's actually, like, it's incredibly beautiful. Like, it's 1080p, well, not P, it's 1080, right?
It wasn't very fun, though.
No, but it's just, like, I don't know, the visual attention is, like, overwhelmingly good in terms
of just...
This is
on PS3 you're playing it?
Yeah, just, okay. Like, it's a 2D game, just the animation's, like, super smooth. Here's the thing, it's that goddamn character. He's like, if you look at his face, he's so smug. And then they have the temerity to tell me ahead of time that he's cute and lovable and huggable. And I'm just like, how dare you? How dare you tell me that he's cute and lovable and huggable?
But he is.
Did you look at his smug face and I just want to punch him? It's like that smugness. It's like the artist making that character was just like had his nose up in the air while he was making that drawing.
The irony is that if you were to describe this character, you would be describing Pac-Man.
No, it's not nothing like Pac-Man. Pac-Man has his wits about him. This guy, okay?
The only difference is that you could describe him in 3D. You say Pac-Man is a circle.
No. This
with
guy,
a mouth carved out of it. And this guy is a sphere.
Look, Pac-Man,
thing.
Look, Pac-Man is not a douchebag. This character is a douchebag.
Because he smiles?
Not because he smiles. Because he has he's just like this insolent grin on his face. That it's just like, you're going to like me and I'm awesome.
So,
and I just like, ugh.
You know, the thought bubble above his head is, I'm going to get that aura.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it's just. It's so disgustingly smug. I hate it.
So can we lump like Pikachu in that as well?
Because
Pikachu is very similar to that.
You know what? Somehow.
You accept Pikachu?
Somehow I accept Pikachu for
what
he is.
Because I despise Pikachu.
Yeah, I mean, I do. But this is like. Okay, if Pikachu and this guy were in, like, some kind of, like, Bizarro Land, like, video game world beauty contest, this guy would be, like, a total douchebag to Pikachu. He would be like...
Oh, I'm guessing this guy would let Pikachu stay at his house.
I'm so much... Yeah.
Or at his pad.
Yeah, he'd be like, I'd let you stay with me because I'm so much more beautiful than you, Pikachu. That's what he would do. And that's just not good. It's not cool.
All right.
It's just
well,
not
let's
cool.
move beyond this because I cannot understand... why you would be upset.
All right, well...
the Critter Crunch character.
Well, it's,
let's talk more about games that Rich has never heard of.
Yeah, let's move on.
Oh,
yeah,
we're doing that
right
again?
Right as we go to break, Rich is like, dude, you guys are talking about games that I have never heard of.
A couple of those, but like most of those were just
a couple?
Words.
You mean all of them? Like Attacks?
No,
UN
I'm saying
Squadron.
A couple of them I knew.
Like
but
what?
Like most, obviously like Street Fighter 2, and there's a couple
Street Fighter.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Street Fighter. There's a couple others in there that
Street Fighter 2,
familiar.
Which you've never played.
I have played Street Fighter 2. Don't tell me I haven't played that game.
Why did you play that?
I played it at an arcade unit at
the
gas station.
On the Game Boy?
No, it was at the in Kindred, North Dakota, where I was a little boy.
Okay.
They had Mortal Kombat 2 and Street Fighter 2 at the local gas station / hangout area.
Okay, right. Okay. We don't have to give him a third degree about Street Fighter 2 here. Right?
Oh, by the way,
you
the 108 multicab thing that the guy was trying to show me had a terrible burn-in monitor, which is one reason I was not interested, aside from it sucking, but also it was on an original Street Fighter 2 cabinet.
Exciting.
Yeah.
So
at least the control board was.
I just noticed that we have a call.
We do. I told you at the break that we have a call.
Yeah, we should take it.
All right, Joe from Pittsburgh, you are on the air, sir.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Joe?
Did you guys get a chance to play the demo for Bayonetta?
Yes!
Yeah.
Are you not calling to talk to me about arcade games?
Let's talk about... Look, we've given you so much arcade game time that we should talk about Bayonetta.
All right. What is interesting about this?
Nothing.
Because I'm pretty sure it was at E3 and nobody cared.
No, people cared.
My issue with it is not so much the fact that the game sucks. It's such a painful reminder that Sega should just close up shop and just go away and die. Because I know when I was a kid growing up, a game on the Genesis or the Saturn or the Dreamcast, you knew if Sega was putting out a game, it was going to be good. I can't think of a good game they've made since the death of the Dreamcast. Like, Condemned was good on the Xbox 360, but they didn't make it. Someone else, Monolith, made it for them.
Okay.
They didn't make anything on the Dreamcast either.
Sonic Adventure.
I have an observation to make about Bayonetta. Okay, I'll be kind of brief with this, and then I'll let you and I know Rich has something to say about it too. Just go off and do whatever. But I was actually really, really, really impressed.
How impressed?
With Bayonetta, but not with it as a game. That game is just effing beautiful looking. It looks so nice, and I was actually also impressed with the fact that there is so much crap going on at once. The only way I can describe it is, and I'm kind of interested to hear both of your perspectives, but it was like, there's so much going on, it's almost indecipherable what's happening. And I was kind of impressed with their ability to actually make stuff look good with so much stuff on the screen. Now, in terms of like the game itself, I understand why they wanted to make a one or two button version of this, because honestly, I just kind of want to just press one and two buttons and watch the pretty graphics.
As far as visuals go, I really wasn't impressed by it. Like,
you were.
It was good.
What impresses you with visuals?
What I was getting to is it's not impressive, because I've just finished playing Modern Warfare 2, and that game is just like sex to your eyes. Like, it's unbelievable like how smooth that game runs. And when like Washington
probably looks smoother on ours,
like when Washington DC is just like in flames and you're like running through the streets, like it's a completely different level of what's happening on the screen. And Bayonetta looks good, and I'm sure it probably looks better than I think it does, but when I go from Modern Warfare
well,
2
at
which
least
is,
they're conceding that
much. When you go to Modern Warfare 2, which is arguably the best looking game on consoles to date, and then anything else, it's just like, it doesn't look as good as Modern Warfare 2.
All right, what do you say, Joe?
Well, Rich will kill me. I don't think Modern Warfare 2 is any good at all, but that's a whole other argument.
Well, it looks good, doesn't it? You can't say it doesn't look good.
It looks all right. I don't know. I'm just not into military shooters, I think, is what it is. I just can't get into them, so I'm not the person to talk to about those games. But with Bayonetta, and Sega does have in-house, like they have Sonic Team and stuff, and like all the Sonic games they've made are just crap. Like, how does Sega go from being able to make good games on their own system to just, they're just incomprehensible as far as making a game for anything else. And like with Bayonetta and all the crazy stuff going on, to me that's just to hide the fact that the game sucks.
Okay, so like, but what do you say about the visuals? What say you?
The visuals are decent, like the frame rate's good, but like, just the way she walks is so over the top. Like, it's like we want to be like Devil May Cry, and we want to be even more over the top than Devil May Cry.
Well, you mean because she walks like a whore?
I do think that that's the intent.
Yeah, and I get that. I guess to me that just it just doesn't do anything for me. It's like how about decent gameplay instead of all this stuff for my eyes to hide the fact that the game itself is not that good.
Well, there's always one button mode or two.
I suppose.
All right, we'll be back.
It's me, Mario. You're listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. It's number one. Woohoo!
we're back with the Killer Instinct Hour.
Oh, no. No, no.
We're not talking about Killer Instinct.
Look, if you're talking about Killer Instinct, I'm going to start talking about Forza 3,
right,
which I have so gentlemanly avoided thus far.
You know, I wonder, does it make sense that I bought a game that no one will ever play with me?
This is a valid question to ask.
It doesn't make sense, especially when it's a fighting game. Are you going to play the computer forever? Like, that's ridiculous.
Right? Doesn't make sense. This is what happens when you make snap decisions.
You can have our good friend, the Pen 15, you can have him come to Arizona and he'll probably play.
All right. So what's up next on the docket? What do we have here? You got stuff.
So we got Forza 3. Kotaku pissing me off.
I don't understand why you guys are so mad.
Let's talk about Kotaku.
Okay, look. I don't even want to spend a lot of time on this, and I do not even want to discuss what they picked, okay? Because I do not want to give them that credit, and I don't want to give them that intellectual mind share, okay? What's pissing me off is that these blogs... okay. Magazines do it, that's bad enough. But these blogs are exploiting gamers by publishing these top 50, top 10, best games of the decade. For the only thing that accomplishes is all of the game geeks and nerds and fanboys are like, Oh, I don't like this choice because this is crap and this is awesome. And all it does is it just generates tons of controversy, which translates into tons of hits for them, for something that is as intellectually interesting as, I don't know, a piece of mud.
I don't even see this article you're talking about.
Good.
It was from earlier in the week.
It's just ridiculous. Like, why? It's just 100% exploitive. There's nothing interesting about publishing the top 10 of whatever time interval you like.
Yeah.
Because it does nothing. Like, no analysis. There's no, like, it's just, I like this better. No, I like this better. No, I like this. Like, that's it. That's it. Done. That's all you do.
Yeah. I can't stand lists like that as well. Like, GamesRadar, that's one of the things they do a lot. And I just hate them for – they'll do, like, the top 13 games with, like, sexy video game characters. It's like, where'd you come up with 13? Like, why 13 games? Like, why even – that doesn't make sense. They just pick random numbers and go, let's make a list of 7 games for whatever thing they share in common. Or IGN, like, every year they update their top 50 games of all time. And, like, every year the top 5 games, like, change order, but it's the same 5 games. I'm like – why was last year this game better, but this year this game isn't as good? It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't even matter. Actually, something we were talking over the break, and I've always thought about this. I never thought I'd actually say it until now, and I just spontaneously said it. We've truly reached a point in this media, video games, where comparison of product is probably as subjective as it's ever going to get. It's purely subjective now. There are enough really good games that are different enough that it's just subjective. You can't do anything other than I like this, no, I like this in something like a top 10 list.
Yeah.
Come on.
I can search top 50 on Kotaku and not come up with the article you're talking about.
That pleases me somewhat.
That's good.
Yeah. So that's all. Let's go talk about something else. That's it. Forget it.
Can we talk about Ass Creed 2?
Yes.
I've been playing it.
I'll even accept talking about Ass Crack 2. That's how much I want to get off that.
Have you guys played Assassin's Creed or the second one at all?
I did play the first one.
No.
How much did you play the first one?
You don't like the first one because
no, I've despised the first one.
Because you have to walk at like 0.5 miles an hour or something.
So they completely got rid of that. It's just gone. So you don't have to like walk super slow.
So isn't there like a teen angst like 20-minute like prelude or something?
It's not 20 minutes. What's actually ridiculous, in the first probably 40 minutes you play the game, you press like 4 buttons and move the control stick once or twice, and you get like 60 achievement points for doing nothing. I was like, achievement!
60?
Like, literally, it's like in the first 10 minutes, it's like you watched a video, 20 achievement points.
Oh, that...
You moved down the hall, 20 achievement points. Like, it's ridiculous.
That thing...
Wait, you walked down your own hall in your own house?
Like, literally, no. You like escape whatever place, and you basically just
follow. You were smart enough to turn this game off.
Yeah, pretty much.
That whole thing has just gone to I don't know what. I can't say it on the air because
yeah,
I think because that game does that, and then another game I have called Trigger Heart Excelica, okay, Xbox Live game, okay, all of the achievements are like beat the game without dying or harder. You can't get one achievement on that game.
Yeah. Some of the, I mean, obviously, those are like the easy achievements.
Trigger Heart Excelica?
Heart.
Is that the game you downloaded to my Xbox?
Sick man. I downloaded it to my Xbox.
Okay. What, is it a shooter?
It's a shooter.
Of course.
It's Japanese. It's Japanese-style achievements.
Yeah, so some of the other achievements I think get harder that I was looking at. But the game overall, like, so many things bother me about it. Like, that's what's weird. Like, not as much as the first one, but I'm actually having fun playing it. But there's still, like, these little things about the game that I just think, why would they do that? Like, your character either walks faster or slower than all NPC characters. So when you're supposed to hide in a crowd and follow a person, you're either walking too fast or too slow. And there's no, like, why wouldn't they just make walking the same speed for all characters in the game? Like, those little things that just don't make sense. But overall, the game is pretty fun so far, and I'm enjoying most of the storyline. So,
all right, that's
like,
cool.
Like, killing people with knives and whoosh, stabbing them in the neck. It's pretty fun. And then running around.
If there's been a recurring theme to Rich's preferences, it's the variety of ways in which he can stab and mutilate the opponent.
That's part of it. But, like, what's so weird about it, and I'm trying to figure out why I'm liking the game, because from playing the game for 3 hours, like, I made a list of, like, 8 things that I disliked about it, and yet I'm still enjoying it somewhat, and I don't know why. Like, I can't figure out why I like it.
Yeah, well, you know. Some games have that effect.
It's weird. It's like BioWare. It's why I hate BioWare now. I play Dragon Age all day long, and I'm playing this character, and I'm like, okay, there's so many things wrong with this game, but I like it so much. Same thing with Mass Effect when that game came out.
It's just the whole minimally compelling effect where you're just motivated enough to play more and know more than that.
But BioWare knows something. They know a secret that makes me and couple million other people want to continue to play their game while still not making the game polished. They're just like, yeah, just kind of throw this stuff together. And I don't know why.
Speaking of not polished games, so I was really happy to finally be able to sync up my PSP with my PS3.
Ooh.
Right?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
Why were you excited to do this?
So I can download PSP demos and play them.
Okay.
And
could you not just do that over the air, over the Wi-Fi's?
What?
Can't you? I mean, haven't turned on my PSP in years.
No, there is a problem because, like, my system was not updated enough on my PSP, and I'm not going to get into that.
Okay.
But anyway, there's this one demo. I decided to keep this on my PSP, and it really pains me to say this because, like, I kind of feel bad for the people who made it because I'm sure that they put a lot of effort and heart into it, and maybe not so much effort, but
certainly heart.
But certainly heart.
Maybe not even that.
But there's this game called Prometheus, which I don't know if they intended to just, like, spell Prometheus and spell it wrong, or if it's actually supposed to be intentional. But it's like it's a Metroid clone, basically. It's like a Super Metroid clone, and I got I got stuck on, like, a wall on the first screen of the game. And it's just, it's so bad. It's so, so choppily made. It just looks like a student project. It really does. And I was like, wow.
And how much would it cost you to play this game if you wanted to actually play the whole thing?
Oh, I didn't bother to inquire that far into it. But I was really just impressed by just how rudimentarily assembled it was. I was like, wow, there's just so many holes in this thing.
It sounds like they didn't even get to the polish stage. It got to, like, well, the game's, like, half working.
It's really just half working.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow. Okay, but on the other hand, Little Big Planet, I'm very impressed at how well that translates over to the PS3.
Now, if you'll recall, I brought Little Big Planet to your house once to play because it was so awesome.
Yeah.
And now you're saying the PSP version is good.
Look, I'm not saying that it's, like, all I'm saying is that I expected it to translate poorly, and it translated quite well over to the PSP. And it actually seems to run smoother, ironically. Quite ironically.
On the PSP.
Yes.
Smoother than on your awesome new TV?
Nothing is smoother than my awesome new TV. Don't be ridiculous.
I just wanted to clarify.
So, yeah. So, that's that. So, I don't know. We have about a minute left. Maybe I'll say a few things about Forza 3.
You should do that.
All right. So, here's a little... There's a lot of little funny things about Forza 3. The most notable one is that there's a glitch that people are taking advantage of so that they can get basically like arbitrary amounts of money. And
what do you use money for in this game?
Buy cars.
Does that affect multiplayer?
It does if you have access to cars that you couldn't get access to otherwise.
Interesting.
And Turn 10 is banning these people. And they're all angry because they're getting banned because they used an exploit to get money.
I would be angry about that very thing.
Well, maybe we can talk about that since now you seem to at least be feigning interest.
Feigning? Psh. This is genuine.
All right, we'll be back. Right, and we're back, and we're talking about Forza 3. If you've been
and multi-game cabs,
and okay, yeah, that's where Alon's mind is for the past half hour. But if you'd like to give us a call, maybe you've glitched Forza 3 and gotten hundreds of millions of dollars, and now you're going to get banned. And if you have an opinion about it, you can call us at 866-536-1100.
Or maybe your life feels like it's in a glitch, and you need to make a better life for yourself. And you could do that by going to the University of Advancing Technology, by learning more about what they can do for you at uat.edu.
That's a nice rhyme. I enjoyed that.
All right.
So,
and you think that was planned in advance? It wasn't.
No, that's why I'm complimenting you, because I know that was just off the cuff. Yeah. It's quite clever. So Forza 3, basically what happens is there's this one car. Here's the supposed impetus behind all this. There's this one car in the game that's like 200 million credits or something. And so here's the lament of the cheater, as I will frame it, is that, oh, this car I will never get to buy. It will take me months. It will take me years to get all this money to buy this car. And so I will justify my actions by saying that I was never able to afford this car because it's way too expensive, so I'm going to glitch the game, and I should have every right to do this, and how dare Turn 10, the developer, for basically banning me from whatever they're going to ban me from because I didn't do anything wrong.
But they only ban you from that one game, right?
So
like they don't have the power to tell Microsoft to just have you banned from Live completely.
As I understand it, I could be mistaken. Maybe one of our audience members can correct us if I do. They just ban you from multiplayer online.
Okay. That kind of makes sense. On the other hand, I'm sure, couldn't they just fix it? Couldn't they say the code of the game says that if the player has this much, whatever, or they just give everybody that car or something?
Well, it's the most valuable car in the game.
Yeah, the point is they don't want people to have it without earning.
So I don't think that would be a good idea. But
then they could make it not available to anyone, or only make it available after 1 year has passed, when it's likely that people could actually collect that number of credits.
Or people can just follow the rules. Because I think it was intended that this is a car that only a few people will be able to get because it's so hard to get. And all these exploiters feel entitled to actually obtaining this car, like what, within a month of the game coming out? Like, I'm going to get the most valuable car in the game after the month the game comes out?
Yeah.
And somehow I feel justified by cheating?
But it's the programmer's fault for allowing a glitch to be in the game.
No.
Well, okay. See, I've heard this argument before, right? And this is the argument that
it's a valid one.
No, it's not a valid one because it's not intentional. One, and you should know better, by the way. It's not an intentional glitch, first of all. Second of all, every game ships with such bugs. Maybe not of the exact kind, but every game ships with bugs.
Well, then shouldn't they design around their bugs?
They should. I'm sure that it was unintentional.
First, by not allowing them. And two, by if it's unavoidable, if you can't stop it, then build a game that works in a different way.
You really should know better than this, Alon.
Is it fair to let somebody who's played a lot have an advantage over someone who's never played a lot but might have the same skill in terms of being a card driver?
Okay, hold on. Before we go down that road, which I can entertain if you really want me to, but before we get there, it was never intended for the players to use the game system in this way to collect this amount of money. And if people figured out a way to do it, it was never planned, right? So we can assume, I think, safely, that the developer took every care that they could to not allow the person to do this. So somebody figured out how to do it, and it was a glitch. I don't know if they're going to patch it or not, whatever that answer is, but...
Let's assume yes, because it would be really dumb if they didn't.
It's clear. It's so clear that doing that is not the intended way to play the game.
So?
What matters...
So it's not according to the rules. It's like...
So, but why do they have a game that money matters, right, in terms of online?
A couple reasons.
It does. It matters because there's an economy in the game where... Hold on, real quickly. Because people don't just buy cars with the money. They also sell, they buy and sell things like car settings and car skins and things like that. You can do a lot of activities in the game. There's an economy in the game, right, that if a few people who glitch suddenly have millions of dollars, it destroys that economy. For example, what's been happening in the auction house, you can auction cars, is that because some people now have... for all practical purposes, an infinite supply of money, somebody can just buy out any car for an exorbitant sum, and it just completely unbalances the economy, right?
They're actually buying cars from other players.
Yeah, you can sell cars to other players. You can sell car settings. You can sell decals.
Then that introduces a whole new problem.
Yeah,
because someone who didn't glitch the system now has a whole bunch of money.
Well, see, this is the thing. Yes, now, right. So
are they only banning the guy who did the glitch, or are they banning the other guy who was legitimate and he sold his car and had a high
I don't
buyer?
Know, but this raises an interesting question, right? Because now you have hot goods online, don't you?
Yeah. But so if you're going to ban this guy who cheated, but the money has already been transferred to this other guy who was totally legit, he put it up for auction, he can't control the auction.
I don't know how much of that activity is actually happening now, and I think that they've pretty much quashed it.
Doesn't matter. I still want to talk about it.
No, let's talk about it.
I don't think they would ban the person that just sold the car, because they're selling their legitimate car.
The game is still broken, because now he can continue to have that broken economy that Aro discussed, because he has this virtually infinite amount of money. By virtually infinite, we mean far greater than anyone else in the game.
Well, this is why they're banning people who have an amount of money that has not been able to be tracked with all the record of online transactions.
Yeah,
but that doesn't help. If the whole point is to stop the breakage, they're not stopping it. They're just getting the cheaters out of there. So it might have it broken.
Right. It's an interesting theoretical question. In practical terms, I don't know how many people got through. I don't know how many people sold, their 92 Corolla for $3 million.
For some reason, I'm really curious to find out what the actual glitch is, like how you really perform it. Because if you said it earlier, I just was not paying enough attention.
No, I didn't.
I can't fathom it. Somehow you just produce money out of nowhere.
I don't know what the exact process is off the top of my head. But
really? You're not one of these people?
No, I'm not one of these people.
Really?
Really. I would never do such a thing. Mm-hmm. I'm a complete honest gamer. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they should get banned. That's really what it comes down to.
You think so?
If they're using a game in a way that's not intended to be played,
intended.
No, I'm saying it's obviously intended for a way for a marketplace.
How can you put the
marketplace
burden on the player to determine how it's intended?
It's very
explicit how it's intended to be played. You're supposed to play the game. You're supposed to earn credits to buy better cars.
Explicit. So you do something that's allowed in the game. And the result
you
is
race,
you have more money, and you're saying
win, you get
intended.
More money.
Okay, look, in order to have a legitimate discussion, you have to agree that it's obvious to the player that it's not intended for them to use this exploit.
It's It's the same way when you look at MMOs.
Well, I'm questioning that. I'm questioning intent. How do you define that?
I know, but it's, I'm
even
telling...
if it's clear, how can you fault someone for taking advantage of something that is clearly in the game? All you can do is patch it so that it doesn't happen in the future. I don't think you should be able to say, well, that's wrong. We put it in there.
No,
it's the same discussion we had about that professor guy who was nerfing people.
And when I told you once again that you're wrong about it.
It's very similar to – I imagine it's similar, except it's only dealing with fake money. But when you have games like World of Warcraft and MMOs where people, you know, gold farm and then they sell that for real money, Blizzard and you know, other companies, they'll try to prevent that. They don't allow stuff like that on eBay, and they'll even ban characters or accounts that have been shown to purchase gold over – you know, some other system, because they don't want that to happen, because it's going to break the in-game economy for a lot of other players.
Okay, we don't have a lot of time, so I'll just say, let's go look what the exact process is, and then maybe if it's interesting enough, we'll report back to our listeners next week about if you still think that it's totally legit thing to do or not.
Maybe next week.
Maybe.
All right, let me ask you, while we still have a couple weeks left, Christmas is right around the corner. That holiday, oh holiday, I leave town for. Are you going to be here?
Me, yeah.
Are you going to be here?
No.
All right. I'm doing the show on Christmas, it looks like.
All right. I can call in if you want.
It'd be nice.
I'm not.
If you want.
All right.
All right. Forget Rich.
Because I am going to be out of here.
Yeah, I know.
But right now, tentatively, Chatterbox happening.
Happening.
Christmas week.
It'll happen.
All right.
It'll definitely happen.
Cool. Well, for this week, I thank everyone for listening. I continue to try to crowdsource the answer to my problem of wanting a multi-game jam aboard in my arcade cabinet that doesn't totally suck. I found this potential 18-in-1 Capcom CPS2. CPS2 has a lot of... well, I'm concerned about it. Anyway, if any of the things I've said tonight make sense to you, then hopefully you will contact me using the email address on the website. And then we can chit-chatter about this stuff. And Ara will continue to believe that his attacks game came from 1979.
Sure feels like it.
At least you were alive then.
Yep.
Right?
It's true.
Rich had no idea what we were talking about.
It's a good year, 79.
All right. I was alive for most of 79. Fancy that?
It's good times.
All right. We'll be back next week, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Good night, guys.
You've been listening to Chatterbox Video Game Radio. Tune in next week for more tips and info and the latest and greatest in video gaming. And remember, all your base are belong to us.